The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whoever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testify that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel passage is from the beginning chapters of the Gospel of John, which raises a question that the Apostle John asked throughout his entire gospel and the book of Revelation. The question is, just who is Jesus? Who is the one that we worship? This is a key question for the Jews when Jesus first walked the earth. And it remains the same for us Christians today. We all are asking, who is this Jesus that we worship? The question runs through the first chapter of John's Gospel, which began with priests and Levites from Jerusalem asking John the Baptist, "Who are you?" He did not deny but confess, "I am not Christ." They asked the Baptist again, "Then who are you?" Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself? And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" In today's gospel passage, John the Baptist saw Jesus walking toward him and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." In the following passage of today's reading, the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he saw Jesus walk by, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard this and began to follow Jesus, knowing that he was being followed. Jesus turned and saw the question written on their faces and asked Andrew and the other disciple, "What are you looking for?" These are the very first words of Jesus recorded in John's Gospel. Jesus knew Andrew and the other disciple wanted to know who he was, so as to ascertain whether or not they should follow him, whether he was or wasn't the Messiah, as we often ask ourselves today. So he invited them, and he invites you and I also, to come and see, come and listen, and he will help us and them to answer the deepest of questions concerning our souls, and will help us to see what can ultimately that we can believe in or trust. What should we do with our lives? What can we hope for? Today's gospel gives us two thoughts to the question, who are you? The Baptist gives us the first thought when he points to Jesus and declares, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Essentially, in there, he identified Jesus as God and the Lamb who takes the sins of the world. Why? Because he's God, and only God can forgive sin. These two familiar words are echoed also in the Old Testament account of the Passover. The Israelites, enslaved in Egypt, sacrificed lambs and painted the blood of the lamb on their doorposts and lentils. Seeing the blood of the lamb, the angel of death passed over them while slaying the Egyptians' firstborn. The Paschal lamb is thus a sign of liberation. Liberating activities of God, setting the Israelites free from bonding. And it's also a liberating effect for us, setting us free from sin. Isaiah extends this image in his fourth great servant song that we hear as the first reading on Good Friday. It's from Isaiah chapters 53 and 54. For Israelite, the lamb brought liberation from slavery. For us, the Lamb was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. By his passion, we have been healed and forgiven our iniquities. Jesus is the Lamb of God who gave us his life to bring freedom to us who are oppressed and victims of injustice. The Lamb gives its life rather than demanding our injustices be punished on an individual basis. Then the Lamb brings forgiveness, thus taking away the sins of the world. When John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God, it reminds me of one of Jesus' own answers to "Who are you?" As he said to Andrew and the other disciple, "Come and see." See what? What they say. What they saw was someone who loved them so much that he was willing to lay down his life for them. And he's willing to lay down his life for us, as he did. In Jesus' words, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. The second thought to who Jesus is. Jesus' love goes beyond that of our most heroic thought of our imperfect love. Jesus tells us that if you come and see who Jesus is, you will discover he is more than a great hero, more than a great holy man. He is the Son of God. God's unconditional love is for you, for me, and for all humans. John's gospel tells us that he wrote his gospel so that we may believe that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, and we have life within him. So who is this Jesus? He is the one whose love for us is so unconditional that we can only call it divine. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And so God's love for us is greater than the love we have for ourselves or the love we have for those we love. God heals us from within. Thus, loving is more than we can ever know. And so God totally loves us, is through him, with him, and in him. That sounds familiar, right? Through him, with him, and in him. These are the words that Father will conclude the Eucharistic prayer tonight. And these are the words that all Eucharistic prayers at every Mass are ended with. It's where the priest holds the paten and the deacon holds the cup, or the priest holds both the deacon, the paten and the cup above the altar, saying the words of the great Amen, which to Father Schmidt is the high point of the Mass. I know there's some controversy about that, but I like him, so I go along with him. It's a high point. But the high point is through him, with him, and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours forevermore. We grow in holiness by accepting his unfailing and unchangeable love that changes our heart within us, by through him, with him, and in him, and glorifying his name. God bless.